If you're interested in attending Catholic worship, come consider the 10 o'clock a.m. Mass at St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. We're located just four blocks up from Soldiers Field Road at 43 Holton Street. You can check out our website at stanthonyallston.org. That's stanthonyallston.org. And come to the 10 o'clock Mass and experience our chanted Liturgy of the Eucharist every Sunday. Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day, and we ask that your name be glorified as we continue through the third week of ordinary time. And we ask that we may serve you always, we may open to your glory, and we may spread the message of the Lord in everywhere we go. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, today we're looking at, from the book of Samuel, 2 Samuel, a very strange story. But what's as stranger is the story that precedes this. So let's hear about the story that precedes this. Okay, so David, first of all, if you're familiar with I didn't see the second movie, Footloose, the remake, but I did see the original. And today's passage from Samuel, 2 Samuel, is preceded by that story in Footloose. So, a little bit of background. So, David is bringing the Ark of the Covenant up from where it was. And as we look at this, by the way, the story is in Samuel. It is also in Chronicles, interesting enough, exactly the same story. But here's what happens. The Ark is in Israel, and the Lord is calling David to bring it into his city in Jerusalem. So this is an important distinction. And so prior to this, David is bringing the Ark. It's on a cart. They're having this big celebration. They have the dancing before the Ark. And they're bringing the Ark from Israel into what ultimately becomes, eventually, but still it's all Israel at that point, but coming to the city in Jerusalem, which is, of course, Jerusalem, coming to David's city. So the Ark is on a cart. And remember, the Ark is the presence of God, because in it are the Ten Commandments, the law of God, the only thing God ever wrote in stone. So keep that in mind. So this is the Ark. And as they're moving the Ark on a brand new cart, one of the people who's there to guide the Ark is, you know, guiding it along. And there is a problem with the cart, and the cart goes to tip, and one of these guys wants to prevent the Ark from falling, so he touches the Ark and he dies immediately. Well, this terrifies David, and he stops, and the Ark is left in the home of one of the great devoted people at the time, and his name is Obed-Edom. And it stays there because David doesn't want to move it any further. He gets terrified that someone dies just trying to keep the Ark on the cart. Well, God eventually speaks to David again and says, basically, it's time to bring the Ark up to your city. But this time, what David does is he continues dancing before the Lord, but he also sacrifices before the Lord many times in bringing the Ark into Jerusalem, the city of Jerusalem. And of course, remember that even though we're remembering that this is the nation of Israel, it's going to the city of Jerusalem, it is not divided yet into two kingdoms, Israel in the north and Judah in the south, but it's coming from one part of what is then called Israel to another part of what is then, and today, by the way, called Israel, which is Jerusalem, which is David's city. So we see all this movement go along, and David is worshiping the Lord every step of the way. Why? Because he is recognizing what is happening, who is in the Ark, and he is worshiping the Lord, by the way, in celebration. He is celebrating the Lord. He is, because David is a prophet, by the way, and he's very happy that he's in the presence of the Lord, and he's bringing joy to all the people. And this follows what for him was a terrifying moment when one of his men is lost because he touched the ark. And David, you know, it gets upset about that, but now he's recognizing what the Lord is calling them to do is always be in reverence before the Lord. And this is what he's doing. Now, people will complain to me and from all over, and what they will say, you know, in my travels and everything else, it's not that I hear these complaints all the time, but they will complain exactly as David looks upon the ark, which is also called a tabernacle. Should we always reverence the tabernacle in Catholic Church? We're going to talk more about this on the other side of the break. You're listening to St. Anthony Overnight, which is part of the Voice of St. Anthony Parish here in Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WEZE. So I have a suggestion for you. If you ever want to attend Mass at St. Anthony Parish in Allston, which you're always welcome, always remember you have a standing invitation to our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass every single Sunday, and that is our chanted Mass. It's sung and it's chanted, so come check that out. We even chant the Our Father. So if you're looking for a church to call home and you haven't found one yet, and you're kind of looking for one, and you would like to try to come to St. Anthony Parish, the standing invitation is there for you. But if you're there and you say, well, I'm not ready to donate, I'm not there yet with the donation thing, by the way, well, that's fine. Come to church. Your presence is important as well. But do me a favor. If you feel self-conscious about that, write the word radio on a piece of paper. That's all. Just write the word radio, put it in the collection. Therefore, no one's going to know. That's all you did was wrote the word radio because you're not ready to donate yet. But write the word because you're not committed yet. But write the word radio on a piece of paper, put that into the collection. Now, keep this in mind. It only goes for St. Anthony Parish in Allston, not for any parish or not for any other church. So keep that in mind, just us. So if you don't currently call a local parish home and you want to sit in on a Sunday Mass, this standing invitation is for you. Come on down to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, 43 Holton Street, conveniently located just a stone's throw from Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. But do keep in mind, do not throw the stone. I like to throw that in. It's not part of the script. I throw that in. Anyway, that's all. That's why I just do. So anyway, so we're talking here about this powerful moment. So what's important about this parish, I mean, this passage, important about parish too, is the reverence that David shows the Ark of the Covenant. And as I was saying, many people are saying we have to return to that reverence before the tabernacle. And that's important because we recognize in a Catholic church, Christ is present in the tabernacle. Now, I know there are other people who are listening right now that do not believe the same way we do. Some people may be offended by it. I don't know if Catholics know that. Some people may be offended by that. But that's just the reality. We believe that Christ is present in the Eucharist, and therefore we treat the tabernacle differently than anything else in a church. Some people don't know that who are Catholic and are brought up that way. I mean, one of the things, it used to be that at every church, the tabernacle was dead center of the church behind the altar. Actually, it was in the altar, to tell you the truth, because in the old days, a priest would celebrate Mass with his back to the people, and so he'd be celebrating looking at the tabernacle. Well, here's the thing, and this huge, huge altar. Well, the tradition was to genuflect, it still is, before the tabernacle. But some people didn't understand the tradition, so they would genuflect before the tabernacle, and they would go sit in the bench. And others who didn't understand why people were genuflecting before the tabernacle would just automatically genuflect before they go into a bench. Felt that that's what they were supposed to do, but they didn't realize people were genuflecting before the tabernacle. An ancient sign of reverence. But the people who didn't understand why to genuflect before you get in a pew, not realizing it was because of the tabernacle, would later be seen genuflecting before they walk into a row of seats at a movie theater, because they thought the Catholic practice was to genuflect before you walk into a row. This is why it's important to know the history of what we do and why we do it and why we still are called to do it. Because the most reverent place in a Catholic church is the tabernacle. It's more reverent than anything else. If you want to know something about Catholic practice, you bow to the altar, you genuflect to the tabernacle. That's Catholic practice. So if you're walking into a parish where the tabernacle is not behind the altar, it might be to the left or right, or you may be in, for example, a monastery where the tabernacle is on one side and the altar is on the other, or however that goes, whatever, then you bow to the altar, you genuflect to the tabernacle. So you would look to the tabernacle and genuflect, and then as you're approaching the altar, you'd bow. These are different actions that we do that reflect our reverence for the Lord. And why do we do that? We see that with David, reflecting his reverence for the Lord, his celebration of the Lord, his recognizing that the Lord has chosen to be among us. Remember where that comes from, Christmas. The Lord is with us, and we do believe that truly is the Lord. That's something a lot of people who don't understand Catholicism do not understand this, that God is present among us. So think of that. When you are walking into a church and you see, always look for the tabernacle anyway. And when you see it, you genuflect before the tabernacle. Never talk in front of the tabernacle, you know, be quiet. And I know it's hard to enforce that in a lot of places, but when you are in the church, keep in mind to be quiet around the tabernacle, to because you're reverencing the tabernacle, genuflect before it. And when you see the altar, if you want, bow before the altar and do not genuflect before you walk into a row of seats at a movie theater. We'll talk more tomorrow. Have yourself a blessed day. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. Remember, when you're looking for a place to attend Mass, and if you don't already attend Mass at your local parish, come to St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. We're located at 43 Holton Street in Alston, just a few blocks up from Soldiers Field Road. And you can check us out. Come to our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass and come to experience our Catholic worship at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts.